And now time for your letters, which we delayed this week because of yesterday's special broadcast on the anniversary of the Brown versus Board of Education ruling. Last week's segment on favorite candy filled our email box with tributes to confections, past and present. Sarah Newberry of Buffalo, New York, wrote in to introduce us to sponge candy, which she was encouraged to try when she moved from the Midwest. It's a chocolate-covered yellowish substance, she wrote, with the consistency of styrofoam. Native Buffalonians really seem to like it, but I suspect it might just be because of regional pride. I can't explain it otherwise. David Hunter recalled a homemade treat. My mom's favorite when I was a kid was the milkshake bar. We would put them in the freezer and then eat them on a stick. Hello, candy lovers, wrote Elizabeth Ann Schultz of Golden Valley, Minnesota. I am so lucky to have a small store near my work where they carry as much old-school candy as they can get. You mentioned the Vallow Milk Bar, and tell that guy in Minnesota I know where to get it at a small country store near France Avenue North and Lake Drive in Robbinsdale, Minnesota. And David Anderson of San Francisco wrote to argue that size sometimes does matter. Three Musketeers, he says, used to be sold as big enough to share with two friends. Would you agree that the downsizing of this and many other bars, of course, reflects the continuing loss of community in American society? Well, maybe, but I, for one, have to confess that while I was as all-for-one and one-for-all as the next kid on the block, I always figured that Porthos and Athos could get their own candy bars. We leave today with one more sweet treat, this one from north of the border. Jeremy Hotz is a comedian from Canada, and here's his take on candy back in his day.
Everything was better when we were kids. Our generation. Even the candy was better. Remember our candy? Popeye cigarettes. Those were great. They came lit. You never questioned that as a child. You ate the cigarette anyway. Pez candy. And the Pez dispenser. What a cool thing that was. Just lift up his throat and he'd barf out some candy for you. Thanks, Mickey. I think my favorite was ton of gum. Ton of gum, said right on the pack, not actual weight. Like they had to tell you. Like you'd run into a kid lying on the street with a slab of it on his chest. Get it off. Oh yeah, laugh. Who's gonna chew this off me? Everything was bigger back then. The giant sweet tart, remember that? Oh, the purple one was the best. It was huge. It was this big around. You're a kid, you never cut it in half. You took it whole and jammed it in your mouth. Sucked it all day. Came home bleeding. Now that was candy.
Comedian Jeremy Hotz, our thanks to 104.5 CHUM FM in Toronto, Canada for that. If you have comments, questions, or corrections, or maybe even comedy bits, we'd love to hear from you. Email us, totn@npr.org. Please type the topic of the show in the subject line, include your name, and tell us where you're writing from, city and state, please. Talk of the Nation is produced by Susan Lund, Setsuko Sato, Justine Kennan, and Kara Arsenault. Chad Campbell directs our program, Brendan Banizak is our production assistant, and Dustin Dwyer is the TOTN intern. Paul Heltzel manages our webpage. Our technical director is Kevin Waite. He gets engineering help from Vince Muse, Chris Nelson, Sue Klein, and Josh Rogerson. A special thanks this week goes to Andrea Jackson-Gewertz for her help with yesterday's special broadcast. Thanks also to Jane Holmes and David Argentary for our broadcast lines, and to Neil Carruth and to Chip Jones. Ellen Silva is our senior editor. Sue Goodwin is our senior producer. The executive producer of Talk of the Nation is Leith Bishop. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.